I'm really aware of musicians in the subway. I've bought CDs from musicians in the subway. It's what makes going in the subway fun, you know, and interesting. The things I like most, the musicians that I have liked the most, are the old blues guys who are down there with their guitars just by themselves and their tiny little amp, you know, and it sounds like crap, but it's just something so cool about that. And the South American bands, like the Peruvian bands, those are the CDs I bought are mostly from those guys. I love those bands. And something about being in the subway and the resonance it gives all of those instruments, those wood instruments, it's just amazing. In fact, if you're changing trains and you have to walk over, you know, change several courses, you can pass three bands and, you know, a couple of solo artists and just get a complete concert down at the Times Square station. Had someone visiting me, this was a long time ago, someone from Europe, and we were having dinner after we went to the subway or something, and he saw this musician. He said, you know, in France, that person would be an enormous star. You're so talented. He said, you have so many people in New York down in the subway who are so talented, and they just kind of get, you know, lost in the mix. But in another smaller country where it's not so prevalent, they would be huge. Yeah, I think it could be a platform to something else. I don't think I've ever heard one of my own songs, but I've definitely heard songs by people I knew. And I just thought, wow, that's really cool. Like a Steve Earle song or, you know, a Guy Clark song or something. And I've also been so caught up in a performance where the train has gone by and just totally decimated it, you know. That's, you know, it's part of the whole thing of being in the subway, though, isn't it? It would be really disconcerting to me, but I've noticed that most subway performers just completely take it in stride. They don't even blink. You know, the train comes through, it obliterates a verse, and they just keep going, you know? There's something else that's more intriguing to me, which is that there's no self-consciousness. It's like being on stage, and it's like being alone, you know, because your audience changes every few minutes. And you get to try, you could, I assume, try out a lot of stuff that if you were on a concert stage that you wouldn't have the freedom to try out because somebody is so focused on you. You know, the audience would be so focused on you all the time. This way, there's so much freedom. You got a new audience every 5 minutes. A lot of them aren't really paying attention, so you can really go for it and try it, take some risks that maybe you wouldn't in another setting. That's the part that's appealing to me. If I would ever do it, I'd just, like, try stuff that I would never be brave enough to try in another setting.